Trust is the currency of AI. While this might sound like marketing copy, it actually describes the core economic reality facing every business today. The Latin roots verus, true, and facere, to make, come together to form verification, the process of establishing the truth, accuracy, or validity of something. This concept has shifted from a human activity to a computational requirement, reshaping how businesses must think about data. The asymmetry of verification. Jason Wei, a researcher at Meta and formerly at OpenAI, published about asymmetry of verification. Some tasks are far easier to verify than to solve. This asymmetry determines what AI can master because anything that can be measured can be optimized. Wei's examples are helpful here. Sudoku puzzles require enormous effort to solve, but trivial effort to check. Writing code takes engineering teams years, yet verifying if the site works takes only minutes. Mathematical proofs require genius to create, but are more straightforward to validate. His insight leads to the verifier's rule, where the ease of training AI to solve a task is proportional to how verifiable that task is. Tasks that are objective, fast to verify, and scalable to check will inevitably be solved by AI. But the inverse is true too. Wherever verification remains difficult, there will be difficult discussions on how best to provide answers with AI. Human judgment still matters there, and brand data quality determines outcomes. I mean, it's not that simple. In a nutshell, you have to do both. The verification pipeline: guardrails, grounding, and verification. We also need to look at verification not just as a final stamp of approval, but as part of a multi-model or multi-step process. AI is no longer a black box that spits out a single answer. It is evolving into a complex assembly line of checks. First, we know that many AI platforms now use safety guardrails. This is the first element of override, where complex rules prevent the model from engaging in harmful or prohibited topics. These aren't strictly probabilistic in the true sense anymore, they are gates. Then we have multiple models, often referred to as MOE, mixture of experts. In this setup, if a user asks a local question or a timely question, the system routes it to a specific expert. It will actually check the web to ensure that data is there. That's called grounding, which is fundamentally different from relying solely on training data. The AI recognizes it doesn't know the current weather or the price of a stock, so it verifies against live web data. Finally, we have very specific use cases in which the output is formatted as a particular type of response. Whether that is a product card, a shopping list, or a local map, the AI is evolving to build around experiences, not just text generation. And each experience will have a different verification process. What that means is each step probably has a very different verification platform. In many ways, I believe that easily verifiable data will occur earlier in the pipeline, during the safety check or the initial routing. Information that is harder to verify will come later. The AI will eventually have the autonomy to choose whether to verify, and if so, to what extent, based on the complexity of the query. This is a very big change from the single-step inference of the past.